Regina Hall is hosting BET Presents American Black Film Festival Honors, airing on BET and Centric on Wednesday. She's on the phone. She's out in Los Angeles. She's up early. Hey, Regina Hall.
Regina.
Hello.
The best last name in show business.
And you're not biased. You're not biased at all.
Not at all. I changed my name. My last name wasn't really Hall.
Mine neither. I was Brown.
Oh, me too.
Like, give me Hall.
The BET Presents American Black Film Festival Honors. You got Maxwell, Dion Ferris performing. You're going to honor Denzel, Latifah, F. Gary Gray, Issa Rae, and also a salute to the 1997 film Love Jones on Wednesday. All right. This sounds good.
Yeah, no, it's a great, you know, it's a great show. And I, you know, what I love about it is that, you know, people get to come and relax and have fun. You know, you're not worried about winning or losing. It's just really a night of celebration.
And they say that as one who is in the business, you have an appreciation, you know, on both sides of the camera, as well as knowing all of these people who are involved there. Just they said in talking about this, about the Film Honors special, that it seems like, you know, it was more of a homecoming.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it's such, you know, it's a very intimate setting. And it really is. I mean, it's really nice to be able to celebrate your peers who you may know, some better, some less, but you love their work, you know, no matter how well or how little you know them. And it's just, it is nice. And in between those breaks, you know, you get to talk and give each other a hug, and it's nice. It's very warm. It's a warm room.
Well, I tell you one movie that I'm really looking forward to, and that's Girls Trip.
yeah, it's going to be funny.
I can't wait.
It is. We had, you know what, the crazy thing is, we had so much fun. We felt like we were really on a girls trip. I was like, something's wrong. But I love those. Those are, you know, that's an example. I met Latifah, I've met Jada, and I had met Tiffany. But I didn't know them, so I didn't really know. You know, every time you go on a set, you don't know what it's going to be like. But I loved those. I love them so much. Like, I just, it's such a blessing to be able to, you know, work with people who you just really are like, this would be my girl.
That's cool.
Tiffany Haddish. I'll go any place to see some Tiffany Haddish. I know she's going to be funny.
Tiffany is so funny, and like, I mean, what she adds to the movie, and it's so bright, and she's so fresh. I mean, it was a happy movie to make, like, you know.
That's nice.
This was a happy movie to make. Like, I feel blessed to have been able to be a part of a movie that, like, you know, we don't have no stories to tell anybody. about anything, but unless it helps sell tickets, then I'm gonna be like, Tiffany was just a diva. But the truth is, in truth, it was a wonderful experience, and I really, you know, I love all of them so much. And Lorenz, who's in the movie too, who's great, and, you know, that all of it, you know. And it was so great to be able to honor Love Jones at the ABFF, because I really did love Jones.
So,
you know, the Oscars have so many black nominees this year. Do we need an American Black Film Honors?
I mean, you know, I don't think that we do what we do based on what the Oscars do. You know,
right.
I think we honor who we are and celebrate what we do, like, continuously every year. And that's not, like, more or less validated by the Oscars choosing to say, well, we like this year. You know, no, I think we always celebrate our own, like they always do theirs.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think
answer.
We always do that. Mm-hmm.
I love that answer.
And I loved your homage to The Weeknd on Lip Sync Battle. Can I just tell you that?
And I lost. Lupita came out sexy on me, and I lost.
Yeah, Lupita was sexy.
Now, getting out of the ass shirts with water. I was like, what's that? And I'm sitting over there dressed like a man with a beard. I was like, this
the coveralls were sexy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I was like, man, Lupita. And I didn't know she was Mexican.
I didn't either.
Hola. Yeah, well, she's born in Mexico. That's and, right. You know, and she speaks you know, she's a Mexican citizen and she speaks fluent Spanish. I was like, now, this is, that has to be cheating in some rule book.
Yeah, you should have built a wall around her ass and then won.
See, Trump really would have
should have gone
me
Trump
what
on her. Oh, you are a delight. Thank you so much. We're going to look for you Wednesday night.
Love you, Miss Hall.
I love you, too. Thank you, guys.